The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
The cultivation of an Islamic identity has been our topic. The attempt now has been to tackle this massive topic through a variety of dimensions. First of all, historical and through the scripture was our first initial discussions. Then we talked about the components of an identity. We took three lectures on that component. The I-ness, the idea of your thoughts, and of course the mind, body, and soul discussion. And last night we took another dimension by looking at the fact that fine, we understand all these dimensions, but there are still barriers that exist on our path. We want to, inside of the heart of our hearts, we want to be a proud Muslim that can identify with the deen, but there are barriers. And one of them I talked about yesterday was internalized Islamophobia. And I got a lot of feedback, questions, concerns, all good, of course, in terms of, you know, there's nothing that was disrespectful. But the notion yesterday was the idea that sometimes the effect of hearing something over and over and over again begins to seep into our subconscious. Right? It's a note for our parents, by the way, and I talk to myself as a father up here. You know, if you tell your child at a very young age one thing over and over and over again, negative or positive, it will seep into their subconscious, and that subconscious will begin to kind of, you know, come out maybe later on in their life. It's stored inside of them somewhere. Right. So let's begin to kind of, you know, give them that positive vibe from a very young age, so they begin to believe in themselves. When you begin to kind of watch the Islamophobia in front of us unfold, and now, of course, it's in our backyard. It was always here, but now it's kind of unveiling itself bit by bit, unfortunately. Then you need a really strong sense of identity to not allow that to come in and subconsciously play with your own version of your own deen. So we actually end up adopting the same view as the Islamophobe in front of me. But yes, you're right. I am the secondary, inferior religion. And so a lot of things happen after that. Now, what is the solution to that? Inshallah, tonight. The second barrier that happens when we're trying to establish an Islamic identity is a lack of certainty. The barrier is doubt. And doubt and shuck is a dangerous reality. It has the ability to really result in this unwavering certainty. It has the ability to also kind of come crashing down in the form of kufr and disbelief. Those who move away from the deen, those who remove themselves from the religion, those who claim that I'm no longer a Muslim or I am a watered down version of Islam, that movement stems from moments of doubt. We only understand the importance of certainty when we understand the power of doubt. Now, because the reality is this, that when you are certain of something, you very proudly identify with it. The deen is very deep, has all of your answers. But you have to go through your respective way of getting your answers from your questions. Now, what is that relative weight? Let's understand that. The Holy Prophet has a beautiful hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala. He says, as many breaths as there are in this universe, there are that many avenues to God. Oh, that's a nice statement. Now, don't look at it through a pluralistic viewpoint, that everyone is right. No, within the limits and hudud of the Sharia, there are different ways that all of us can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As many people as there are in this hall and outside watching me on those big nice screens, sometimes I wish I was outside, it looks so nice, I tell you. On those nice screens outside, there are that many avenues to God. Your path to God is not my path to God. There are some of you and me as well, we get triggered to remember God faster in certain areas than others. It's a reality. I'll give you a couple examples. We'll try to figure out what the path of my yaqeen is. I want to kind of, you know, trigger those thoughts inside of you. Shake all of us today at the core. Say, look, if we want to identify with Islam, we have to have yaqeen in the religion. It's a very simple equation. I ask you, if you have doubts, please go out and get them answered. So one of the paths that we have towards Allah is through knowledge. Right? Through knowledge. There are people who read volumes and volumes and volumes of books on Tawheed. It's a whole major in the Hawza, Khuda Shinasi, the Ma'rifat of Allah. Years and years, people dedicate all their research towards Allah. Proofs of it, trying to debunk, of course, the atheist view and this view and that philosopher and this alim. And they find God in that path. Their sense of connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stronger. The more they read, the more ma'arifat they have. Okay, that's one path, fine. Another path is worship. There are those who sit there and tell me that, look, I can read about God all I want, but until my forehead touches the khak of Karbala, subhana rabbil ala wa bihamdi, until I truly experience one Maah Ramadan, I don't have that ma'rifat of God. It's through acts of worship that I can actually understand Allah better than it is through the books. Fine, that's your path. Another path is tragedy. Many, many people now go through a very difficult tragedy. They lose a loved one. They themselves, let's say, for example, go through a very difficult sickness and disease, and they live, alhamdulillah, they survive, they get cured, and then they have a complete 180. Something clicks. That's your path to God. You've been worshiping God for many, many years. You didn't quite find God in your sujood and salat, but you found God, let's say, for example, the moment you lost your father. Okay? Many people find God on the walls of the Kaaba. Many find God in the dhari of Imam Hussein. Many find God walking from Najd to Karbala. No problem. That's all your path. Through hardship, through struggles, through sakhti and mushkilat, you find Allah. My point is, all of these are respective paths towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My question to all of you and me tonight is, what is your respective path to God? Stop and think for a second. When am I in tune with God the most? When I read up on Him, a nice PDF. When I increase my worship, when I stop for a second and read the dua with huzur qalb, with my heart in it. I found God in the grave of my father, for example. I found God on the plains of Karbala. Okay, that's step number one. Now, step number two is, for every journey towards God, that journey can become to shaitan as well. Oh. From knowledge to worship to hajj to tragedy to ziyarat to everything can easily turn into a path of shaitan. Let's explain. Knowledge. It's not a guarantee, and I say this as a person who's come out of the Hawza, not a guarantee that everybody who comes out of the Hawza has this extreme ma'rifat of Allah. In fact, if that ilm is not paired with the purification of the soul, that ilm becomes a hujub or hijab, a veil. In fact, it becomes ba'is-e ghurur insan. It becomes a reason for the takabbur and the ego of the human being. It could be spiritual, absolutely. Again, we look at the Surah Jumu'ah Tartib, right? وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. That tartib, that sequence is very important. Purification, purify, and then you teach. Because with that knowledge now, that knowledge, yes, when we have a little bit of knowledge, our sina, our chest comes out a little bit. It's that tazkiyah that brings it back onto the ground.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyumun Rauf Saburun Majeed صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه